this is what they had to say.
A father is always present. I mean, what real father figure can you have if they're not there?
In order to be a good dad, you need to love your son. You need to put gas in your car so you don't break down in the middle of nowhere. And you need to make them breakfast. Yep.
I mean, just to maybe play like a board game with me, or to just stay home and play some video games with me. Just to do like that one little thing is what I really look forward to.
I'm not asking him to be a perfect dad, but he should try.
He's just a constant force in my life.
There's no other type of love like a dad's love because it's not comparable to anything else.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're healthy. Radio. Addiction. Starts now.
Power to the people!
The Laura Ingraham Show.
I've never sexually assaulted anyone, not in high school. Not ever.
If he's willing to talk to Fox News about his views, I don't understand why he's unwilling to talk to the FBI so they could do a proper investigation. He said over and over again he wants a fair hearing. Well, a fair hearing means you have an FBI that investigates the facts.
It's not a legal proceeding. It's a fact-finding proceeding. We do this with every major nominee. What I believe is we ought to get to the bottom and find the facts in the way that the FBI has always done.
When I see Schumer, who never even saw this woman, I believe her 100%. And I see these other senators that I deal with on a daily basis. I know them better than they know themselves. It's just a game for them. But it's a very dangerous game for our country.
This has been a long, long political September, huh? Oh, my goodness. Here we are. On the eve of Brett Kavanaugh's second appearance before the Senate Judiciary Committee, after days of confirmation hearings some weeks ago, he'll be back tomorrow. The president doing a big press conference today before he leaves the United Nations after, I thought, a fantastic speech yesterday about the need to preserve the principles of sovereignty and independence. Of course, speaking truth to power, this is what he ran on, and this is what he continues to govern as, which is a pro-sovereignty, pro-freedom, more of a economic nationalist type leader. And we're going to get into that and what that all meant. But Newt Gingrich is going to stop by. I can't wait to talk to him. He'll be joining us tomorrow night as well on the Ingraham Angle after the big hearing takes place. We now know who is going to be asking the questions of both Brett Kavanaugh and his accuser, at least on the Republican side, Rachel Mitchell. She's an Arizona prosecutor. She specialized in sexual assault and other sex crime cases. And yet the Democrats are very upset by this. Oh, I mean, what did we tell you a couple days back? I mean, they're upset by it because they don't want a visual of a woman asking another woman questions. They don't want that. They want the men on the committee to be asking questions as a female accuser cries. I put a poll question, by the way, on Twitter. Do you think she's actually going to testify? Christine Blasey Ford, will she testify? 855-40-LAURA. And if you say no, a very brief reason why from you, please. This will just, again, let's keep it very based on facts and based on what we've seen so far. Do you think she will testify? They are completely at odds regarding the conditions under which she is going to be testifying. They did not want this female prosecutor. They did not want this hearing to be filmed the way it's going to be filmed?
By hiring an outside attorney who is a specialist in sex crimes prosecution, this will turn into a trial of Dr. Ford being conducted by someone they've hired.
I have a question. Why should the Democrats be upset about somebody who knows the trauma through which sexual assault victims go? Why would they be upset by that? I mean, this is a sign you're actually taking it seriously, in my view, because Republicans asking questions are not, they're not experts in this type of trauma. They're not. You know, I've said this for years, that in a lot of these big proceedings, whether it was Benghazi or whether it was Russia or Hillary email, they should have brought in outside prosecutors all along, outside lawyers. I think that's a better way to go for a lot of these people. I mean, God bless Trey Gowdy, but what has he ever gotten from any witness? You get a few clips on cable news, but I don't know what they've accomplished in having most of these Republicans ask the questions. And by the way, each Republican would get 5 minutes. So what would that mean? Everyone's grandstanding. Everybody's trying to score a point. And that's what you're going to see on the Democrat side. If she indeed does show up tomorrow, you can bet this is going to be one ugly proceeding on the side of the Democrats. It is going to be ugly. The most intimate questions asked, the most graphic questions asked, all meant to rattle Kavanaugh. And from Kavanaugh, I hope we see a little more righteous indignation, because I think I wouldn't use their language. I did not commit sexual. I wouldn't use that language. Nothing like this ever happened approaching this, or that could have been, you know, that could have been interpreted to be this, rather than I don't use their language. I think that was unwise for him to appear as defensive, but it actually might be good in a way. Are we going to go to the president? Is he speaking now? Let's listen in.
That will lead to an intervention, and they have good examples like Chile and other countries. What's your response to that? Because you have
said, I just want to see Venezuela straightened out. I want the people to be safe. We're going to take care of Venezuela. Okay, we're going to take care of Venezuela. What's happening in Venezuela is a disgrace. If he's here, if he wants to meet,
I don't know how to take care of Venezuela. I mean, 2 million people who fled Venezuela. That's not our, not sure what he's talking about there. Let's keep listening in.
We are with our allies 100%.
See, MSNBC is not covering
this. No problem. We met yesterday with Colombia. We had a great meeting with Colombia.
They're talking about the spillover from Venezuela into all these other countries. Two million people have fled Venezuela because lack of food, medicine.
I don't know. I look forward to meeting him again, but we don't have anything set. But I look forward to meeting him again.
Oh my God, he's shouting at me.
On North Korea, what needs to happen? What does North Korea
a
need to do?
A lot of good things are happening.
No, North Korea, what needs to happen on North Korea? What does North Korea need to do before you...
They seem all like foreign press, doesn't it?
We are denuclearizing North Korea. We have a wonderful relationship going between our country and them, being helped a lot by Japan and very much by President Moon of South Korea. And North Korea is going along very well. We really have made a tremendous amount of progress since this time last year.
Every option is still on the table, even...
All options are on the table, everyone. The strong ones and the less than strong ones. Every option, and you know what I mean by strong. Every option is on the table with respect to Venezuela.
Take care
of the people of Venezuela. We have many Venezuelans living in the United States. Many of them live in the Doral area of Miami. I've gotten to know them very well. These are great, great people.
Okay, well, they're here. They got a mic in
there. Secretary Pompeo said today that North Korea might be okaying the inspectors to check their nukes. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? Because that will be
Chairman Kim wants good things to happen for North Korea. And good things are happening with respect to North Korea. And it's going to be great for Jeremy Kim and great for the people of North Korea. And that's what we're all about.
Without the microphone.
Prime Minister Abe today.
A very good relationship with, as you know, with Prime Minister Abe. He was in my apartment just the other day in Trump Tower. We had a very long couple of hour discussion. He loves his country. He had a tremendous victory in the election, as you know, which I was very happy about. I don't know if you're supposed to endorse somebody or not, but I endorsed him, and I will endorse him again. He's a great gentleman and a great man, and a person who's a great leader for Japan. We have other things to discuss. I think more than anything else, we'll be discussing trade. I'll be meeting with Chairman Kim in the very near future. It'll be announced. Well, now, in fact, we're having a press conference today. We'll start talking about that. But we'll be announcing where and when in the very near
future.
Mr. President, you said yesterday that the First Lady will travel to Africa.
Yes.
Which part of Africa is she considered going to Angola?
They're going to announce it in about an hour. You should be there. She's got a press conference in 1 hour. You should be there.
Hey, Mr. President, do you know
they're announcing she's going to 4 countries in Africa.
It's not Angola?
They'll be announcing it in about an hour exactly. She's going to be making the
announcement. Pretty good. He's not getting
which
rattled.
Is much more exciting than what I'm making now.
Hey, he's smiling, he's waving.
Making a big trip to Africa. We both love Africa. Africa is so beautiful, most beautiful part of the world in many ways. Just let me just say that she's having a news conference in a very short period of time. She'll be announcing exactly where she's going.
Oh, is that the First Lady going to Africa? Okay.
You'll see in
a place where Laura Bush's travel on humanitarian concerns. Obviously, Michelle Obama has also been there.
Well, I did the Senate
at the Mandela Institute and other places. So Melania is obviously going to be taking a trip to Africa.
2.5 weeks ago, and you wouldn't be talking about it right now, which is frankly what I would have preferred. But they didn't do that. The Republicans could not be nicer, could not be more respectful to the process, certainly could not be more respectful to the woman, and I'm okay with that. I think I might have pushed it forward a lot faster. I know this particular man, Judge Kavanaugh. He's outstanding. You don't find people like this. He's outstanding. He's a gem. He's an absolute gem, and he's been treated very unfairly by the Democrats who are playing a con game. They know what they're doing. It's a con. They go into a back room and they talk with each other, and they laugh at what they're getting away with. It's a con game, and that's what they play. And that's about the only thing they do well. Thank you very much.
All right, that was President Trump. It's called a pool spray. That's called a pool spray. But mostly foreign press. So one question at the end about the Kavanaugh hearing tomorrow. The president will conduct a press conference today at 5 p.m. And as I said, Rachel Mitchell will be the questioner for the accuser if she shows up, and for Brett Kavanaugh. And the Democrats will just, you know, each of them try to have their moment in the sun. I believe the Democrats do want Christine Blasey Ford to testify, because they want that image of her likely crying, likely emoting, likely very upset versus Kavanaugh, who they would say comes off very stony, matter of fact. And they want to use that audio, that video, in commercials in the fall. I'm not sure that works. I don't know. We'll just have to see how it plays out. I think tomorrow's performance by Kavanaugh is actually really important. I think how he comes across for political purposes is very important. 855-40-LAURA. We have a lot more to get to. Again, Newt Gingrich is going to join us. And Deborah Ramirez, the second accuser, her attorney surfaced last night. And I'll share a little bit more about what we learned about her political background when we come back.
The Laura Ingraham Show.
We'll be right back.
timeshare owners, maintenance fees will be due sooner than you know it. And if you want out of your contract before the next set of fees, contact Resort Release today. All it takes is one simple call for a free consultation and a free quote. Pick up the phone and call Resort Release at 855-66-LAURA. That's 855-66-LAURA, or go to resortrelease.com. You're going to be maintenance-free and timeshare-free with the help of Resort Release. So get out before the next round of maintenance fees are due and start saving for a vacation you really want to go on. Resort Release had the A-plus rating for the Better Business Bureau now for 6 years. You're in great hands with my friends at resortrelease.com. Put an end to your timeshare contract and the stress of paying those maintenance fees. Call Resort Release at 855-66-LAURA. That's 855-66-LAURA, or visit resortrelease.com today.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day. But it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Call Laura now, 1-855-40-LAURA.
You're saying you have not asked your client whether, in fact, the New York Times reporting was correct, that she called up former Yale classmates and to some expressed that she wasn't sure if Kavanaugh was involved?
I haven't asked her if she's about the information in the New York Times. If that's true, it would be more evidence of the fact that she wanted to be very, very deliberate about what was being put forth. And to the extent that she was, you know, looking for any additional information, I mean, that was just smart investigation to make sure that, you know, she wasn't remembering things inaccurately or by the passage of time.
Well, most people don't have to investigate their own memories. I mean, you don't really have to investigate something that you're clear on. And when it comes to someone's reputation and what they're, you know, what they're fighting for here, you can't just go on a, you know, on a flyer here. Oh, well, I think that was he. And I think, yeah, well, do you remember that? No, I don't remember that. Well, come on, think again. No, I don't remember that at all. Well, yeah, you're right. I don't remember it either. She's calling all these people. God bless. Her background, Diana West has a piece out. And it's in, I just tweeted it out just a few moments ago. And she looks into what Deborah Ramirez is really all about. And there's not a lot, you know, there's not a lot out there about her. But in the Epoch Times, the question is, how non-political is Debbie Ramirez? And, you know, they go through the fact that she's, you know, of course, a registered Democrat. But she said her decision to speak out wasn't politically motivated. She hoped her story would support that of Christine Blasey Ford. Ramirez is highly educated, read, this is Diana West, programmed. Someone who studied and was indoctrinated in sociology, psychology at Yale. Diana says she went to Yale too, but she mainly read the powerful, wonderful books and poetry in the English department, which was still a possibility in the early 1980s. For Ramirez to be in sync with her education, i.e. programming, is automatically to hope, quote, her story would support Ford's story. That's not politically motivated, she might think. It's just breathing. And that was her speculation anyway, based on the two sentences that we know about her background, that she's involved in where she works, quote, toward human rights, social justice, and social change. That's the New York Times description of her background on the organization she does some work for. Anyway, Diana West goes through this group called SPAN, which is what Deborah Ramirez is associated with, as a board member and a volunteer. And she goes through SPAN's comprehensive code of ethics. The code is non-negotiable. And the guidelines to ensure, listen to this. I want to get this right. Hold on. The non-negotiables open by asserting mantra-like that violence against women is systemic and that women are an oppressed group, that oppression in any form, SPAN's list includes racism, sexism, heterosexism, classism, cissexism, ageism, ableism, etc. All of that, according to this organization that Deborah Ramirez is part of, is considered an act of violence. We mustn't kid ourselves, Diana West writes. What SPAN radicals deem oppression and acts of violence are exemplified in almost every aspect of the Western tradition, from Sunday school to husband and wife, to Navy SEALs, to Sleeping Beauty's castle, to all planks of the GOP platform, to all men, and to election results they disagree with. It's a really interesting piece. Anyway, for what it's worth, I'm going to direct you to Twitter, and then you can link through to Diana West's piece on Deborah Ramirez. All right, we're going to get to your calls. Do you think Christine Blasey Ford will actually show up to testify? 855-40-LAURA.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper and deeper in credit card debt and you're not sure how to fix the problem? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management is a nonprofit organization that will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges and reduce your interest rates by as much as 60%. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. It's not a loan. It's a smart way to relieve your stress, meet your obligations, and preserve your self-respect. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. 1-800-794-0437. That's 1-800-794-0437. If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-794-0437.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
I'm Paul George of the Indiana Pacers. When I was six, I had one thing on my mind. When I was six, my days were spent playing basketball every chance I could. When I was six, my dream was to make it to the NBA. When I was six, my mom had a stroke. So I want you to learn the signs of a stroke fast. F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. Because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. I'm Paul George. Protect the ones you love. Spot a stroke F-A-S-T. Fast. Life is why. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Of course my kid's in the right car seat. Well, I think he is.
Yeah, my kid's in a booster seat. He was ready to move up. He is ready, right?
Her car seat looks like the right size.
There are probably rules on when to move up to a booster seat, aren't there?
Rear facing, forward facing? I think I have it right.
Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your children in the right car seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat.
I know my child's in the right car seat, or else I wouldn't get in the driver's seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We asked kids what it took to be a dad. This is what they had to say.
A father is always present. I mean, what real father figure can you have if they're not there?
In order to be a good dad, you need to love your son. You need to put gas in your car so you don't break down in the middle of nowhere. And you need to make them breakfast. Yep.
I mean, just to maybe play like a board game with me, or to just stay home and play some video games with me. Just to do like that one little thing is what I really look forward to.
I'm not asking him to be a perfect dad, but he should try.
He's just a constant force in my life.
There's no other type of love like a dad's love because it's not comparable to anything else.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Call Laura now, 1-855-40-LAURA.
Oh, this is Renee from Boulder, Colorado, raving about the brand new Genucel sunspot corrector. Said she loves it. It's her go-to product every day. Well, she has some sunspots and age spots. She can see a definite difference in her skin after using it for just a short period of time. That's fantastic. Now, y'all know the summer's over, but guess what? You want to look your best. Get the holidays coming up. Get some parties. Want to look good. That means use the best skincare products you can get your hands on. And all you do is try the classic Genucel for bags and puffiness, and you get to try the Genucel Sunspot Corrector absolutely free. And then it's going to be one of your other go-to products that you use pretty much every day. So go to Genucel.com right now or call them at 800-480-5206. Order this week and you'll receive Chamonix Luxury Microdermabrasion, which I love. You'll get that absolutely free as well. Again, Genucel.com.
Somebody give me your microphone.
Democrats have signaled for months, but even by the far left standards, this shameful, shameful smear campaign has hit a new low.
Do you agree with Leader McConnell that there's a smear campaign here?
I think what is most important for the integrity of the judiciary, I think it is important that we have a process that is viewed as credible and respected.
That is Lisa Murkowski. She confused some people yesterday, seeming to say and open the door for Deborah Ramirez to testify. Deborah Ramirez is not testifying. He wrote a letter to Dianne Feinstein and said Ms. Ramirez can submit a written statement sworn to the committee with any, I guess, evidence she wanted to submit. And her lawyer last night said no. They don't think that's fair. One would think that if you really have a concern about Kavanaugh, you'd want to get the information to someone other than just the New Yorker. You'd want to get it to the committee itself. But no, they're not going to do that, apparently. So her lawyer, John Clune, was all over TV. That went nowhere. I mean, even when the New York Times is saying that the allegation was unfounded and uncorroborated, then you know that there was not a lot there. The president is speaking now with Bibi Netanyahu. We're going to join in just for a few minutes and see what's happening.
Ways, and a lot of progress has been made in many other areas. We're talking trade, we're talking military, we're talking defense, and we are very much in favor of what Israel is doing as far as their defense is concerned. They're aggressive, and they have no choice but to be aggressive. It's a very difficult part of the world, so I just want to let Benjamin, let all of the people know, let Bibi know that we are with you, we are with Israel 100%. Thank you, Bibi. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. President, when are you going to present your peace plan?
Excuse me.
Mr. President, Donald, thank you, and this is a manifold thank you. First, thank you for your strong words yesterday in the General Assembly against the corrupt terrorist regime in Iran. You back up your strong words and strong actions, and I think the fact that you have brought American sanctions to bear has cut the cash machine of Iran and its campaign of carnage and conquest in the Middle East. And we who live in the Middle East, Israelis and Arabs, who are subject to this Iranian danger, I want to thank you especially. Secondly, I want to thank you for the extraordinary support that you have shown for Israel in this building, in the UN. No one has backed Israel like you do, and we appreciate it. Third, this is the first time that we meet after the American embassy has been moved to Jerusalem.
That's right.
You've changed history, and you've touched our hearts. And fourth and last, I want to say how much I appreciate your robust defense of Israel's right of self-defense, which you have just expressed. I think everybody should understand that Israel will continue to do what it's necessary to defend ourselves against Iranian aggression in Syria and Lebanon, anywhere else. And I want to say also that we have no doubt that as we do so, we'll enjoy the support of President Donald Trump and the United States of America. I think, and I say this objectively, that the American-Israeli alliance has never been stronger. It's stronger than ever before under your leadership. And I look forward to working with you and your team to advance our common interests, security, prosperity, and peace with Israel's neighbors and for the region. And we can do it with you.
Mr. President, when are you going to present your peace plan?
Mr. President, can you tell...
Lost their communication. What happened there? Uh-oh, they all broke away from that. Just when they got to the peace plan. That's kind of the critical part, don't you think? All right, a lot of you are calling in about whether we will have an appearance tomorrow by Christine Blasey Ford. Did they agree to, the Republicans didn't agree to camera angles or which camera will be used, right? They were all worried about the cameras. Do they agree to limit press access? No. That. What do you? This is like. I'm sorry, but this is something like you'd expect from not a lawyer representing a accuser. You'd expect this from like Barbara Streisand's handlers. No, I'll only use that photographer that I approve of. Okay, that's the only thing I want is my own photographer. You know, Babs has her list of demands. Yeah, you know, the white M&Ms, yeah, that kind of thing. But you wouldn't expect that from an attorney representing an accuser. This is all the attorney's deal. This is not probably the Christine Blasey Ford. It's the attorneys trying to slow this all down. But limit press access, and they say Trump's autocratic. They want to limit the press. Where's the press standing up saying, well, wait a second? They didn't even criticize that. All right, will she show up tomorrow? Yes or no? Let's go to Lisa. On line 5 in beautiful Nebraska. Lisa, welcome.
Hi, Laura. No, she's not showing up tomorrow.
Okay, why?
She's not showing up because that was never the intent. They used her just to simply delay, and if she actually were to testify in front of the committee, she'd be committing perjury. So, no, she's not showing up. It's just further delay, and the Democrats will use it to further delay and delay and delay. And I just pray
the vote's
that the
happening.
Republicans.
Yeah, the vote's happening on Friday morning, so that's happening. I mean, delay or not, I mean, the vote's happening on Friday morning. She doesn't show up. I mean, if she doesn't show up, Flake and all these people, they've lost their patience. Flake and Corker and Murkowski and Collins, they're okay. We're going to end the charade. We actually have some business to do in the U.S. Senate. This is all a little too cute by half at this point. So she doesn't show up, then they'll just move right to the vote. She doesn't show up. Brett should not be speaking at all. Why should he be speaking if she doesn't show up? Absolutely not. But as of now, is it confirmed? Is it confirmed that she's actually going to show up? I haven't seen it confirmed. I thought they were going back and forth until last night on issues, but maybe I've missed something in the interim.
As far as I've seen, they're still in the negotiations. I have not seen something that says for sure she's showing up tomorrow.
No. But they want that video of her crying. Republicans are terrible to women. They want that video. They need it for their commercials. That's where I am on this. Let's go to Larry in Maine on line 1. Larry.
Hi, Laura. Hey, real quick, I don't believe she's going to show up. My biggest concern, though, is the fact that they're using all the stalling to get the accusers together and kind of corroborate a story that all matches between them. So when they do face some kind of a Senate committee, their stories will match, so it'll sound more credible. That's just my feeling, and that's my concern.
Yeah, well, anything could happen. And I think his performance is going to matter tomorrow if she does show up. I mean, obviously, how he comports himself at the hearing is going to be extremely important. Grassley is saying that he is not going to silence Ford. He vows key Kavanaugh hearing will proceed before possible vote. So this came out, I guess, late yesterday. Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Grassley rejected requests from Democrats to delay a key hearing, tomorrow's hearing, and a letter to the ranking member, Feinstein. I'm not going to silence Dr. Ford after I promised and assured her that I would provide her a safe, comfortable, and dignified opportunity to testify. There's no reason to delay the hearing any further. Grassley added that any further delay would be unfair to both Ford and Kavanaugh. Feinstein has also asked the committee to refer Ramirez's allegations to the FBI along with Ford's claims. So the whole thing is, what's the rush? What's the rush? All right, we'll take a break. Carrie Servino is going to be with us. The latest on this complete circus that's going to happen tomorrow if she actually shows up. I have my doubts. I think they thought he would drop out. That's what I think. And he ain't dropping out. And then where's Michael the Snake Avenatti? Where's his victim? This is like dial a victim. Where's his victim? Is she gonna show up, or is there some victim he's gonna trot out tonight to try to muck things up tomorrow?
Still no sign of Avenatti's victim. Nope.
But he said he's not been scammed. He's not been scammed by 4chan. That kind of, I'm not getting down the rabbit hole with that claim, but some people claimed yesterday that he was completely scammed and there is no other victim or alleged victim. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy, though. Isn't he sweet? Talk about a Halloween costume that would probably sell a lot. All right, we'll take a break. 855-40-LAURA. Carrie Severino will be with us. A lot more. Don't go away.
The Laura Ingraham Show.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I spent years studying how to make this the best. I didn't make this because I wanted to make a company. Other companies are starting to catch on to this, and I buy every single other product that comes out so I can look at it and see it and test it. And I fear that people will buy some counterfeit and take it for a couple of months and go, oh, it's a bunch of crap. Doesn't work. Don't be fooled. This is the real stuff. We have absolutely the best process, and I can say that because we purchase every single one and check them out.
I took everything that was on the market. Nothing ever worked. Nothing ever worked. And this is the first thing that's really worked.
Nothing can compare with the benefits of Balance of Nature.
For a limited time, use discount code LARA to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code LARA.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion. So parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today.
Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
I'm Paul George of the Indiana Pacers. When I was six, I had one thing on my mind. When I was six, my days were spent playing basketball every chance I could. When I was six, my dream was to make it to the NBA. When I was six, my mom had a stroke. So I want you to learn the signs of a stroke fast. F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. Because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. I'm Paul George. Protect the ones you love. Spot a stroke F-A-S-T. Fast. Life is why. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Call the Laura Ingraham Show, 1-855-40-LAURA.
We're right on track. I ain't looking back.
Just yesterday, the Democratic leader said that because we aren't in a criminal courtroom, there is no presumption of innocence or guilt here when you have a nominee before you. In America, somebody's saying that?
Oh, I'm telling you, Trump has inspired other Republicans to be tougher on this. And this was the angle last night. I just tweeted out the video link, and it's also on Facebook. It's the top trending opinion piece on FoxNews.com. And it's the lessons of the Kavanaugh battle. And Trump did what Trump does best, fight back. He's a fighter. He's not going to sit back and play defense. And McConnell has been good in the last couple of days as well. Trump on the sidelines is just never going to work for the Republican Party. It's like, oh, he was measured. Look at how measured he was. No, we need Trump fighting. Okay, nobody's going to fight this better than Trump himself. He's a great closer. He knows how to close, as we saw in the election, and he's closing this too. We've had about enough of this. Joining us now, Kerry Severino from the Judicial Confirmation Network. Kerry, where do we stand today? Will she actually show up to testify tomorrow?
You know, it's crazy. We don't even know that for sure. It's there. I think she doesn't want to testify. I think it's going to be intense because her memory is very bad. Even the best corroborating witnesses, you just scare quotes corroborating, because they don't actually corroborate her story. She just submitted testimony to the committee saying, well, these people heard me say something about it in 2013 or, you know, in 2012. That's not corroborating evidence. We still don't have any evidence from the time that was alleged, except for the alleged eyewitnesses who all say they don't know anything about it. They weren't there. Even her good friend said, I don't think I even knew Brett Kavanaugh. I didn't. So it's the story is really kind of falling apart. And now we have we had Deborah Ramirez's lawyer this morning on TV saying that she can't even say for sure that Brett Kavanaugh was there. And so I'm scratching my head going, why are we continuing to malign and slur this man when you don't actually even the key witness in one of these allegations isn't sure that he was involved. It's very shocking that, you know, her lawyers, Ford's lawyers, have withheld the lie detector report and the therapist reports that she was happy to
give. Yeah, they haven't received that yet, correct?
Give the committee.
Yeah, they haven't received that.
It's highly irregular. Anyone who is used, obviously this isn't a criminal trial, but we have fundamental understandings of due process of the country. That's why we put it in the Constitution in the first place, to have guilty until proven innocent, to have someone refusing to even give over the evidence that they're trying to rely on. This is not a fair way to run a process. This is the way you run a politicized smear campaign, and that's what this is looking more and more like every day.
Well, what they want, I think the Democrats, is they want some video to use in campaign commercials of a woman crying and Brett Kavanaugh looking kind of stoic and you know, no nonsense. But the image of a woman crying, I think a lot of Democrats will think will be powerful in the midterms. What is your take on the political fallout of this?
Well, it's interesting because what I'm hearing from grassroots groups all over the place are people are even more engaged on this than they were initially. I mean, I think people initially recognized what a great judge Judge Kavanaugh was, but now they are absolutely incensed because they see this as such an unfair process. You know, we thought that the Thomas hearings was as low as we could go, but I have to say, at least in that circus of a process, Senator Biden comported himself better. He was cooperating with the FBI, for example, rather than hiding everything and choosing to leak things to the press instead, opting for mob rule. You know, they have really done a disservice to the entire Senate and the institution. I think that's coming through to voters and citizens around the country, and I think that's something that that is going to be an unwanted backlash, maybe,
right. Well,
on the Democrats
saying,
in this.
He's saying that, Avenatti's saying that he has another accuser who's going to go public today. Do you think this has any impact?
You know, I've even seen a lot of liberals kind of eye-rolling on that, going, oh, my gosh, this is not helping. This guy's a media hog. He's trying to, you know, set up his own 2020 bid. Look, if he's got evidence, I hope he submits it to the Judiciary Committee and they will look into it. He hasn't been willing to do so so far. So let's take that with a grain of salt until we actually see evidence.
Carrie Severino, who's made a lot of complicated issues really easy to understand for so many people over the last month or more during this latest confirmation battle from the Judicial Crisis Network. Carrie, thank you so much. We'll close out this hour. We have a lot more to get to. 855-40-LAURA. Will she or won't she show up tomorrow? Don't go away.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What happens next? Rising inflation drops in the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. What will be left of your investments for your children or your grandchildren? Well, you know you can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins in an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. During periods of great volatility, precious metals regularly outperform stocks because they are a true wealth asset that have real value. During the 3-year recovery period after the 2008 crash, the Dow went up only 3.5%, while gold doubled in price. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5807 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation and build a true legacy for your family. Regain control of your financial destiny and call Augusta Precious Metals right now at 855-858-5807 and get your free gold IRA guide. Call 855-858-5807. As in any investment, the price of gold and silver may fluctuate over time and you could lose money. Check with financial and legal advisors.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion. So parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion.
a message from the American Academy of Neurology.